Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Bill Schecht and Kevin Meaney. They're coming up right after this.
What's it like being a single gal on the road?
A single gal? I am a single gal. Those words go together, don't they? Single gal. You can't be a married gal. You got to be a married woman. That's right. And if you're not real careful, you'll wind up some divorce broad. Go live with your sister. You know that old hag. But maybe you're a smart cookie. You get your hair done. You get your real estate license. Now you're a classy lady. You go to a bar one night. You're all dolled up. You're a foxy chick. A guy asks you to dance. You say no. You're a bitch. And that's what it's like being a single gal. And now I have to leave you, my meat puppets.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Pam.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on lots of great radio stations. This room has gotten so handsome while we were gone.
Thank you.
Bob, very handsome. He's right there. This is Tom speaking. That would be Chick McGee across the way at the Quality Driver Sports Desk, where we say driveqd.com.
All of you are handsome.
Hello.
We are gathered here today in the Napa Auto Parts Studio.
Stop saying that.
With comedian Bill Schecht and writer Bill Schecht. Bill is a novelist. His new novel is called Shrink Thyself. And look at that handsome man. He is comedian Kevin Meaney, and I know you dressed up for the show. You've got the V-neck, the nice crisp white shirt. Your hair has some, is it pomade? What's
you want me to take it off?
No.
My hair.
No.
What is the product?
Yes, product.
I don't want to say exactly what it is.
It looks very nice. I wish I had
a little dab will do you, Tom. That's all I'm saying.
It definitely.
Yeah, why be a billboard for them?
Come on.
It's stiff.
Is it hard up?
I've got that axe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The kids use it.
You could buy that if you were over 20.
You can spike your hair. You can do a lot of different things with your hair. After I showered, I just kind of put it in, and then I brushed it back, and it's like a mold.
You have that great Kennedy hair.
Yes, I do. I have a beautiful Jackie loves my hair. She really does.
That's the worst Kennedy I've ever heard.
Stop that. Ethel.
None of his hair's in the back seat.
I still don't like those jokes.
I meant Teddy, for God's sake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Your hair's going to be there forever. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I do. You know, when I'm in the gym and I'm showering, and there I am talking about showering again. Fellas always come up to me and they say, "You got great hair. Can you help me?" You know, and I work with them. I'll massage their scalp.
In the shower, okay. All right.
Anything I can do to help them with their hair.
I see.
You know.
Kevin Meaney is our guest, along with comedian Bill Schecht. You guys have met before?
Yes.
Oh, God.
God.
And I don't want to embarrass Kevin, but maybe I do.
Please,
but
embarrass
when,
me.
When we first met in the mid-80s, and I was an MC at Catch a Rising Star in New York, maybe twice a year a guy would get a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. A comic would get a standing ovation. And that all changed when Kevin showed up, because it started happening on a nightly basis. He was an absolute sensation and really, really funny. It was a joy to watch. And that, of course, was 30 years ago.
Of course.
I haven't had a standing ovation since that night. Why did you have to bring that up? My good memories.
Yeah. Last time.
Oh, God.
And things going well for you?
Yes. I just got back from Los Angeles, where I taped Two Broke Girls.
You know that show?
Yeah.
Sure.
With the girls with no money.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. That was the original. That was the working title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not doing well.
No, really?
But they're broke.
Oh.
They're broke.
Well, of course. I see. But you
the one of them, I remember
recurring this character, special guest?
I'm a special guest.
All right.
I really can't talk about it because it's very secretive.
I see.
But I'll tell you a little story. My good friends Leroy and Bob, who live in New York City, they were coming around. You know how the scouts go around, they do location. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to get a shot of a building or somebody's house for my friends Leroy and Bob. They live in the Two Broke Girls apartment.
Oh,
no.
That's their apartment.
No.
Yes.
No,
they don't.
And it's all filmed in L.A.
And it's filmed in L.A. So I was trying to get the Two Broke Girls to, stand in front of the apartment, but
Can't they, do it. They wouldn't do it.
Well, they, it's in
well,
New York.
I think they do it for money. Would they do it for
of course they do it for money.
Of course they would. They're broke.
$1,000 is what they do.
Heck yeah.
$1,000.
What a doer for
300.
But that's the whole weekend.
$1,000 a week.
You could do like the history of real buildings and TV shows. I think the most famous would have to be the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, my favorite house.
That house, the most famous house? That house.
Would you say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that house is
that
real.
What about the Brady Bunch house? That's pretty famous.
Yeah, that's famous. So that's in Van Nuys, I think.
No.
Van Nuys.
Oh, was it Van Nuys?
Where was the restaurant in Seinfeld? Was
that 100 and it's Tom's restaurant. I want to say I think it's 115th
Columbus?
And Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Broadway?
Yeah.
Not a good neighborhood.
No, it's Columbia. It's all
now
right.
it's good.
Yeah.
One time
now,
a good neighborhood.
Now, are you living in New York, Kevin? Are you
I'm in New York, yeah. I actually live in upstate New York. I live in the woods.
Really, you're an Adirondack kind of guy?
No, I'm a Catskill guy. Yeah. I live in a town called Forestburg.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of it?
Forestburg.
Is it off the Taconic?
No, it's not off the Taconic.
It's off
17.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. And we have about 800 people that live there. I'm right outside of Squirrel Corners, not too far from Cahoonsie.
Cahoonsie.
Sounds lovely.
It sounds nice. It is very nice.
Strike me as a rural
I'm not.
Kind
he's
of
not. He's
I got
lying.
Kicked out of my apartment in New York. I was living with these two wonderful lesbians, uh-huh. and they were together for 35 years. They decide to break up, so I have to leave.
Oh.
Huh.
So I had this house up in the country, which I would go up to every so often to have a drink.
No. You know?
And
a lot of guys are doing that.
Yeah. Now I'm I'm up there a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm up there a lot. Drinking a lot. Drinking a lot in the woods. Yeah.
How are the girls doing? Are they okay with mm-hmm. the...
They split up,
gone
right?
their separate ways?
The girls have gone their separate ways, yeah. And
your fault, apparently.
It's not my fault. But Carol came home one day and said, you're going to have to move by the end of the month.
Mm.
And I said, why? And she goes, well, you just have, I have lots of things to do here.
Hmm.
So she just got me out.
Okay.
Wow.
So I didn't have the lease. They've had the lease since the 70s. And they've been
rent controlled?
Yeah. Oh, I was paying nothing. I was right in the middle of Greenwich Village, a block away from Washington Square Park. I could score anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know? Yeah. You name it.
Yeah.
You know, people go by you. And the only place that where they still wink is down in Washington Square Park.
You know? Gotcha.
What are you? You mean like, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Not too many people are winking anymore.
No.
You know?
No.
Winks have gone out of style.
That's true. They really have gone out of style.
You can't wink.
You can't wink at anybody.
Tom blinks.
Tom can't wink.
Tom is incapable of winking.
Well, that might be a medical condition.
That could be.
No, if you want to score, do you have to drive all the way to Squirrel Corners now?
Yeah.
Not too much happened in Squirrel Corners, but...
Wow. So is there a code for the winking? Is it like a Morse code thing or just any wink and then that opens up?
You get their attention by a wink.
Uh-huh.
Here, I'll give you one.
Hmm. Okay. Uh-huh.
So I gave you two. I gave you two.
Two, that means something.
That means, don't you?
No.
You notice that as you get older, you start making more noises than words?
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
It's Charlie Callis, Tom.
Wow. Tom, you should wink.
I remember last time I was here, I did that. And you played the Charlie Callis.
Yeah.
Wink at Kevin. Show him your wink.
I've got some audio.
Okay. Oh, I like
that. Be something else.
Okay, right.
Oh, he's taking his glasses off. Look, he's getting all ready.
That looks like a Larry Craig wink.
It looks like a stroke.
I got a wide stance.
Right.
You could always tell which stall he was in because it had balloons out.
Jim Rome. home takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We're hanging out with a Dapper Dan man. He is Kevin Meaney, and comedian and actor. He'll be featured in Two Broke Girls. When will that air, do you know?
I think in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's on CBS television.
CBS.
And Bill Schaft, also formerly getting
formerly at CBS.
From CBS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bill writing for the David Letterman Show for so many years. And you weren't one of the guys that recommended comedians, were you? Did you say, hey, this guy's really good to the staff?
And yeah, and well, I did that, and you know, and they went, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
And
did you ever? I don't remember. I know you did interviews with Dave on camera. Did you ever do a stand up set?
Yes, I did, and I was famously the guy when they cut out Bill Hicks when we'd been on the air 5 weeks. I had done a stand-up set on one of the Shakedown shows.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the Shakedown show?
It was the two shows before the show.
I know what it is, but just for the people out there.
I know you know.
A lot of people don't know what a Shakedown show is. That's in the business. Well, of course, we all know what a Shakedown show is. Go ahead, please, Bill.
We are in the business.
We did a couple.
The Shakedown shows.
Yeah.
And I did stand-up on one of them. SDs. And when Hicks was on, it was our 25th show. We had been on 5 weeks, and for whatever reason, and it's a matter of, you know, corrupted record, they cut out his stand-up and they cut my stand-up in.
Hmm.
And that was the one time I had done on, you know, I've been on the show as a stand-up.
Mm-hmm. How did you do?
Killed.
Do you remember?
I can say this now.
This will be awkward. Do you remember any of the jokes?
Sadly, yes. I remember
what was your opening line?
Forget my opening line, but I you'll like this, I hope. Said, you know, do we have any tourists? If you're looking for a good restaurant, a new French restaurant just opened up, Shea Stadium. just ask any cab driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great joke.
That's a good
That's a good
that's
joke.
A classic. I'm going to open up with that tonight.
Are you ready?
Kind of a New York joke, I think. Our guest host is comedian Bill Schaft. Bill is also a very fine novelist. This is novel number 5.
Wow.
Shrink Thyself. It's about, they say write what you know. So yeah. Bill obviously knows a thing or two about the world of psychiatry. And also the great Kevin Meaney is here with us. Kevin, I don't know if you've ever been to a professional psychiatrist. Not that I'm recommending one.
I've been there. I've gotten a lot of help from a lot of different people. Matter of fact, I got a call from the Pope this morning.
Pope,
really?
Amazing.
And it is amazing. With as much as he has on his plate, he has finds the time to call me. He wants a pair of my old socks.
is that right?
That's what he called me for, yeah.
Cleaned or the one from under the bed?
I'm just sending them out a couple of pairs.
Okay, there you go.
You know, what I found fascinating, I read this the other day, the Pope said that now 40% of the cardinals are stay-at-home dads. I didn't even know that.
Let's not even go into the bishops.
Okay? Wow.
Because those cardinals, yeah.
Well, now, it's interesting because... wait a minute, sorry.
Let me get that. Bob and Tom show.
1970.
Hey, bless you, boys. This is the Pope.
Hey, you're Popeness. How you doing?
Is that Kevin Meaney?
Kevin's here, yeah.
Yes, you're Popeness.
My gosh, Kevin, I was so loved if you would help me out with the wardrobe, you know. I could use some freshening up. You send me some of your stuff and make me a nice dresser, you know.
Why socks?
Look, Bobby, I'm out here. Have you seen how busy they got me working there?
I see that. You are one busy man.
Do you carry a wallet?
Do I carry a wallet?
No, where do you put your wallet?
Just as American Express.
In that robe thing. Is there a pocket on the inside? Or?
Tommy, I don't need it. My face is my past.
Ah, good point.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Bob, they're working me. I'm too pooped to pope sometimes.
I can see why.
You're not going to believe this. They got me talking to Congress today.
Really?
I got to talk it to Congress. How's that going to work? I feel like the minute I walk in a building...
Trust me. Trust me, your Popeness. They won't listen.
I already feel like lies are coming on. I'm going to be walking in there. How you doing? No, I did not have a sex with that woman.
Do you need any jokes for your set?
Oh, that would be so great. You got any joke writers?
Well, we got a couple joke writers. I don't know.
Are you doing like 40 minutes, a strong 40?
Oh, I'm probably going to do some good stand-up up there. So,
well, you got a couple of great, very funny guys here. Maybe they can help you out.
What? Who else is there besides the meanie?
Oh, well, you know Bill Schaft?
Bill Schaft.
I don't think he's been to mass lately.
Bill, no. Yes, I
know. I remember seeing you in church, Bill.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
No, but I did read in a new book that Jesus had a wife and two kids, and he's also the first guy who ever said, "Hey, I'm married, not dead." A lot of people don't.
You can use that one.
Yeah. I'm a riding daddy.
Yeah. Now, he was married, Jesus, so he really did suffer for our sins. Thank you.
Big, baby. Oh, this, I'm a riding this to death. You know, don't be surprised if later this afternoon you hear that, and that's a Pope original right there.
That's nice. Oh, yeah.
Now, your Popeness, do people follow you around like rock bands like the Grateful Dead? They have the Deadheads. Jimmy Buffett has the Parrotheads.
Like Popeyes?
Would they be like
Popeyes, yeah.
Miter heads, or what would they be exactly?
Pope heads? I don't know what they call them. You know, Tom, I'm kind of busy out here trying to spread the word and save the world. It's kind of tough, you know?
Okay.
I don't have a time for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Did Fidel Castro give you some cigars?
Not really at liberty to talk about it. There might have been a suitcase full of Cubans there.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Wait, I gotta press the flesh and give a few perks to some of the boys hanging out back at home, the Cardinals that didn't get to make the trip.
Sure.
They gotta stay back and keep things running back there. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, my Popeness.
Have you thought about changing your name to something nice, like a Kevin Sweetie? Something nice.
Is that a meanie? I'm gonna wear the meanie?
The meanie thing.
No, I'm gonna stay with the meanie.
Well,
I'm gonna. That's my name. You know?
Really?
M is in Mary, E A, N is in Nancy, E Y. And that pretty much says it right there, Pope. I'm a homo. Okay. Yeah. M is in Mary, E A, N as in Nancy, E Y. Gay.
Wow.
I'm sorry, my Popeness.
I'm thinking about putting in one of those that don't ask and don't tell policies.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we can lighten up the mood here. Any good pitching prospects in Cuba? Bill wants to know for the White Sox.
I don't follow the baseball so much. I was just trying to help a Kevin out, because, Kevin, you may not be aware of this, but I changed my name when I got in office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let me just put this out to you.
Okay.
It's never too late in life, halfway through, to kind of realize, you know what? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to change the direction of things.
All right. Yeah. What name do you have in mind, then?
I'm going to just think, like I say, something nice and friendly. You don't have to go with, you know, how about a Kevin a Pius the 12th? That's got a nice ring to it.
I like that.
Kevin the 12th?
Pious, you know, something.
Yeah, Pius. I understand.
Pius,
like
that's
that.
That's not really
I'm just
a popular name, Pius.
Have you ever thought about it, doing that, just kind of changing things up?
I have. I thought about changing my first name to Eeny.
Eeny,
meeny,
meeny.
And I've got my brother's names are already Miney and Moe.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got a Aunt Jeannie.
Jeannie, meeny?
And she lives in the bottle. She lives in the bottle. Wow. Big drinker.
Yes. Well,
I thought I saw the Pope yesterday, and I kissed his ring.
Uh-oh.
But it wasn't the Pope.
Oh.
It was just.
Weren't you in L.A.?
Weren't you?
No, I was here in Indianapolis.
Oh, I thought you were in Washington Park.
And I kissed his ring. And,
I hear he's wearing it in the back pocket now.
The ring.
Yeah.
That's another ring I found.
Wow.
But he had a white robe on. That's why I thought he was.
After Labor Day, too.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, your Pope is. I know you got to run.
It wasn't you, Pope. Pope.
Bye, your Popeness. Enjoy D.C.
Enjoy D.C. I got to go talk in front of Congress.
Good luck.
It's not going to go well.
No, it's not.
You guys got to give me some help out there when I'm up there. Give me something to tell these guys that it might make them stop arguing. Can we all just get along?
No, we can't. Bye, your Popeness.
I wanted to ask him about was that I heard that they discovered a new station of the cross.
Really?
Easy listening. This is what I...
Jesus Light?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of stations of the cross, if I could just mention this, I was in Jerusalem last year.
Really?
And I was there on I did a few concerts there with Bobby Slayton and Avi Lieberman. All right.
Wow. Right.
So we take the real stations of the cross are in Jerusalem, where Jesus walked with the cross and, you know, to his death, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're there and we're in front of one station. The cross was on his back. He was bleeding, you know, blah, and it was hot out. Guess who we run into at the stations of the cross?
Who?
Siegfried and Roy.
No. Seriously?
Okay. I'm not kidding you. So Roy has a golf glove on, apparently where he was eaten by the tiger.
Right.
Then he has a big scarf on his neck where, you know, and it was like 100 degrees. He's got the scarf on. He's not saying anything. And Siegfried, oh, my God, how are you? So immediately I go, Roy, so nice to meet you. My hand goes right to the glove. How are you, Roy?
Nice.
And then I'm touching his neck with the scarf on, and he's like Captain Pike, you know, in a wheelchair. And Slayton is going, what are you doing? What are you touching his neck for? That's why he was mauled by the tiger, and you're grabbing his golf club hand.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.